Good morning. 6:20 a.m. Yeah, 6:20 a.m. on Thursday, July the 21st, 2017. So many numbers to keep straight. Yeah, I'm out early. I got up. I didn't get up very long. I haven't been up very long. I've had about a half a cup of coffee. But it was a lovely looking morning out when I got up. The sun hadn't yet peeped over the horizon, but it was still one of those good looking mornings that just called to me. So I did a little rudimentary email coverage. And then got my shoes on, and here I am. I'm out. Got out around 6. Oh, yes. So, last night, I had a panic. I got to the end of the review of the work so far, and I wound up about 500 words up, even after deleting I don't know how much stuff. I deleted a bunch of stuff. I deleted some. There was a lot of embroidery. There was a lot of stuff that didn't actually contribute greatly, but caused the story to be kind of wrapped around itself in a way that it made it difficult to follow the thread. Now, the thread in this story is not supposed to be completely linear. There's stuff happening all over the place. Some of it is significant. Some of it is setting. Some of it is character. Some of it's all three. I never thought starting a new series was going to be this difficult, honestly. I really didn't. Part of it is my preconceived notions about what these characters who initially got life in EVE Online would do once they hit the page. The answer is, that's not. The name's okay, fine. Everything else is, no, I don't think so. The initial plot where, initial point, the kickoff point where Natalia gets chased away by Tick, that's staying, has to stay, because that's exile. That's the beginning. That's the opener. And as an opener, I really like it. I still really like it. I went to the transition point from the end of that story to the beginning of the new one. And just straightened that sucker out. So last night, I got to the end of what I had written, got finished cleaning up what was there, and was up 500 words, which was good. And then went to start the new chapter, and LibreOffice choked. The file got corrupted. Luckily, I had been burned recently enough that I had been saving it. And only lost like 25 words. And maybe a couple years off my life, because it scared the hell out of me. It's like, no! So I did get my 1,000 words yesterday. I did get the next step in the journey taken care of. I'm out early. Not just because the morning is lovely, but because I'm really anxious to get back into this story. And I know if I get into the groove, getting up and leaving to go for the walk is, that's not something we want me to do. And we want me to sit down, put on my headphones, crank up mynoises.net, and finish this book. I could finish, conceivably, I'm at 76,000 words. I could conceivably finish this book today if I had a 10,000 word day. I could conceivably finish this book today. It'll be short. It won't be the 100,000 words. It'll be 86,000 words. But if it's a complete story, I'm good with that. There's pieces I need to sort of pick out and highlight and emphasize. I really want to see where the ending is. I really need Natalia to do one more thing before they leave Siren. And and then we have to solve the mystery of who's pilfering the stores. I know who the pilferer is, as in most of my stories. Not everyone is who they seem to be. And the challenge is going to be, how do I discover this? How does this mystery get solved? I have 2 or 3 pieces that need to be pulled together. We'll see how it works out. I don't know. And I've really kneecapped myself by thinking too much about, how is this going to work? I don't know. That's the beauty of it. I don't know. Finding out along with the reader is what I need to be doing. So there's that. Gunk in my eye. Monk Post. So I'm walking and not talking because my brain has sort of engaged in the story, and I'm tracking through it in my head, which is dangerous. I shouldn't be doing that. What else can I talk about? I played Lily of Online yesterday, just a few minutes here and there. Their new big event, Shadow of the Serpent, is. As far as I'm concerned, it's my big problem is that I don't the characters that I want to take part in it don't have the ships that they need to do so. I need to make a little isk here pretty quick because I'm going to need to start buying fuel to keep these towers running. I'm not using the towers to do anything, so why I'm keeping them running, I don't know. I should probably just take them down. I did a little bit of Minecraft yesterday. It was mostly logging in to harvest ender pearls. The garden has grown considerably in the last couple of days. Up to my armpits in ender pearls. I had to create a bigger drive to hold all the iron. The ME system is awesome, but it's just grinding along. It's just the automated mining lasers keep pumping stuff into the system. The system keeps processing it, turning it into whatever it needs to be in order for us to use it, and then stacks it up for the next time somebody who's playing on the server needs something like 1,000 diamonds. There's over 10,000 diamonds. There's 50,000 redstone. $25,000 iron ingots. So we got materials. I don't know what we're gonna do with them. That's the thing. I suppose the next big tacket-oriented thing would be to start working toward putting up a space station and visiting the moon. going to Mars. Having it running on a server makes a big difference. Having Minecraft on a server version where you can do some automation and then use a chunk loader to keep that automation running even after you log off, to make that operation persistent so that it's always running. Having a tree farm that's always running will stack up charcoal really fast. I'm already beginning to stack up charcoal. I need to stack up charcoal in my single player. It's not on a server. That's kind of a pain. I could make another server, but it's like, why? I don't really. I need to write these books. I don't need to be farting around in Minecraft. Or EVE Online, for that matter. Luckily, writing the books is actually more attractive. And so, I am not anywhere near as much drawn to these distractions, at least right at the moment. I really want to get this book to an end point so that I can see if there's something I need to do to spiff it up before I toss it over to beta readers. Could be as early as tomorrow. And probably won't be. It'll be... Today's Thursday. Could be Monday. Glad I went out early. The sun is—it's not even 7 o'clock yet, and the sun is just barely up to where I normally take the picture, and it's already steaming. It's really humid, probably because it was very hot yesterday. I picked up a lot of water in the air, and then when the air cooled, it didn't actually drop the water. There wasn't enough temperature differential to really put down heavy dew in the grass, so yeah, it's kind of warm and humid. So I'm glad I got out early. I'm almost back. I'm gonna have a bagel. I'm gonna go find my word processor. Take a fresh cup of coffee. I wonder where my sprinklers are in their cycle. Can I make it onto the back porch without having to walk through them? the questions. Oh my goodness, I was just barely poking along. 20 minutes, 40, 45. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.